circle is in a measurable set A in Rn at time t. That is defined to be this interpretation of what the wave function means. Quantization. You could just take it to be a name, but it really determines the momentum of a particle is distributed according to C hat. It's a funny thing because in mechanics you describe position and momentum, but in quantum mechanics you don't. I've given you C naught, which is position, and then momentum is C hat. You're not allowed to specify both C naught and C hat naught. That's not allowed. It's related to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. So let me just finish up with a few facts in this circle of ideas, okay? And then I'll come back next week, and what I'll discuss next week is continue the Schrodinger equation till the end of what I want to say this time around. Then I want to talk about dispersion, dispersive equations, and I give general facts about that. And I think I'm on virtually almost at the end of this section on Fourier transform techniques. So let's see, what I want to do is say that let's assume the proposition. So then we can look at the following. Let's look at dpt hat of c and multiply by c to the k. Those are the moments. These are the moments, the kth moment of this distribution function. So kth moment, let's call it mk. It's the kth moment of that distribution function. And of course, it's defined to be integral ck c hat c t squared d c. And then let's just look up in our table what c hat c t is. But we know already that it is it's on the board a couple of places, in particular here. It's a phase, it's a pure complex phase times c hat 0 of c, and I'm taking an absolute value here. So this is equal to integral of Rn c k absolute value of c naught hat of c squared d c. So this is the momentum at time t, the moments of the momentum at time t are the same as the moments, the kth moments, of the momentum at time zero. And you're supposed to think a little bit about the heat equation where I was talking about the moments of the distribution given by the Gaussian and given by the solutions of the heat equation. And here's an interesting fact that the momentum moments are all preserved. So I want to write that explicitly as a corollary. Corollary 4, the moments of the momentum distribution c hat c t are constant under the evolution of the Schrodinger flow. Under the evolution of the Schrodinger equation. And in particular, all of the following Sobolev estimates hold. So I can talk about the 2kth moment at time t is equal to the integral of c to the k c hat of c t absolute value squared, that means 2k, dxc. And if I look on the spatial side, that's equal to d by dx to the k c of xt squared dx. But if we use the corollary, I'll just jump an equality sign. This is equal to c k c 0 hat of c squared dxc, which is the initial 2k hat moment. Okay? And then I have two things to do. I have to prove proposition 3, but it's really quite easy. And so I'll do that in the little space there that's waiting for me. But now, but the last thing I want to do, so I'll do the last thing before I do that proof. And that is, how about the spatial moments? How about the spatial moments? So, question. How about the moments of the spatial of the position distribution, not of the momentum distributions? So how about m's not hatted k of c of x and t? Those are defined to be integral of x to the k dp no hat t of x, which is another way of saying this is x to the k c of x t squared dx? Question mark. Can anyone give me any information? Let's ask for that after we stop. So I'm going to go back with this on the board. Oh, damn. I'm going to prove that theorem, but I don't want to cover this. So I think I'm going to take this piece and just finish the proof, which is, remember, I have to show that the any MD on C, its integral is conserved. So by Poincaré, MD C of XT mod squared dx is equal to, by Poincaré, MC C hat of C T mod squared dxc, which of course is equal to integral of mc, the integral of the absolute value integral e to the, I forgot minus or plus, I'm getting absent-minded, I c squared over 2t, e to the I c squared over 2t, absolute value, c naught hat c squared dxc, which of course this is always just equal to 1. So it's equal to the integral of m of d c naught of x quantity squared dx. So in fact, it has all its all the integrals you want. All of its moments are conserved, but you can take m's to be cutoff functions of certain regions of kinetic energy, all sorts of things. You can do what you want with m. So that's the end of the proof. Anyone answer my question? Is there any information? For example, is taking a moment a bounded operator on, say, a Hilbert space? So it's not conserved.
Yes.
It could move. So I have a momentum at time, so I'm given data, C naught, and I have a momentum at time T of the evolution of that data. So that gives me a number having a look at C naught. So that's a linear function, and it's linear. So it's a linear function on C naught. Is it a bounded linear functional? Interesting. Remember the heat equation where we were doing all these things, and we could describe the evolution of the moments in terms of the initial data. The question is, can you do the same with the Schrodinger equation? So we'll bring up this again next time. I'll accept your essays on the subject in 1 week's time. Google moments of the Schrodinger equation. Thanks very much.